Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, we have some breaking news. Donald Trump just called into CNN and signaled that the United States and Israel plan to escalate their war with Iran that has already turned into a regional conflict throughout the Middle East. Not only did the United States and Israel launch joint strikes, but then Iran retaliated, striking a dozen countries, some allies, some enemies, in order to inflict maximum damage on U.S. naval bases and air bases. That resulted in 4 U.S. service members dying thus far. There likely will be more. We have 3 of our fighter jets that were taken out on accident by Kuwait, which is an ally. And overall, the United States has not given a coherent narrative on why we're there, the goal, or why we sacrificed multiple U.S. troops. In fact, they're speaking as if this was a necessary sacrifice to defend our country when all intelligence points otherwise. I also want to point out a war powers resolution needs to be pushed through Congress immediately. Not only has one been introduced in the Senate, but even in the House, Representative Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie joined together once more to introduce a war powers resolution. Jake Sherman reported yesterday there is no change to the House's schedule this week despite the ballooning conflict in the Middle East. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is gone. He's ducking the vote. The House will be in session on Tuesday, but no votes until Wednesday. The GOP leadership has a retreat in Florida right now. Primaries are on Tuesday in Texas and North Carolina. We need a vote to take Donald Trump's war powers away because he doesn't have them. The Constitution explicitly gives Congress the ability to start a war, yet this Congress is too weak. Governor Newsom says Mike Johnson is a spineless little boy. He called it as it is. Let's watch the CNN clip. Then I'm going to bring in someone who can break down the War Powers Resolution and why it's so damn important to introduce it. Make sure you drop a like and make sure you watch until the end for some important information.
I just got off the phone with President Trump. It was a 9-minute phone interview, and we talked just about the war in Iran. I'm going to share some of it with you right now. The president said, quote, "We're knocking the crap out of them. I think it's going very well. It's very powerful. They've got the greatest military in the world, and we're using it." I asked the president how long he thought this military operation or war might last. He said, quote, "I don't want to see it go on too long. I always thought it would be 4 weeks, and we're a little ahead of schedule." I asked the president if the U.S. was doing more than these military strikes to help the Iranian people regain control of Iran against the regime, to seize the country from the Iranian regime. And he said, yes, the president said, yes, we are indeed. But right now we want everyone staying inside. It's not safe out there. And then the president said, it's about to get even less safe. He said, quote, "We haven't even started hitting them hard. The big wave hasn't even happened. The big one is coming soon."
Wait, one more time. He said, quote, "We haven't even started hitting them yet. The big wave hasn't even happened. The big one is coming soon." I mean, you can reasonably assume that Donald Trump will escalate and retaliate after 4 U.S. service members were killed, but this means that it's not going to end anytime soon. This will be another endless war where more people are at risk. And we've already seen so much violence happen. 100 school children killed in Iran. We saw a shooting in Austin, Texas that we can't tell, but some people are saying it may be someone who's driven crazy by this war. I mean, time and time again, Donald Trump stirs up chaos and has no plan.
"Haven't even started hitting them hard. The big wave hasn't even happened. The big one is coming soon." We asked him about a bunch of other stuff, too, that I'm writing up, and we'll share later on The Lead at 5 p.m.
I mean, Donald Trump has been calling into news station after news station trying to explain his rationale, but he's been giving different explanations to each news station. He then called Bret Baier and talked to him for about 9 or 10 minutes, but the admin has still not been clear on why we went to war, what the plan is, why 3 American soldiers had to die. We've had no coherent explanation. I made a video earlier about Secretary Pete Hegseth just going off on reporters in a very defensive manner, and now we need to introduce this War Powers Resolution. It's just so sickening that Mike Johnson is escaping his duties because he doesn't want to even put it up for a vote.
Yeah, Dana and Bill, good morning. I just got off the phone with the president.
Trump is just spending all morning calling reporters trying to control the narrative. Just know that.
Is very pleased with how things are going. Obviously, is disheartened about the loss of life, and there may be more, he said, along the way. But as far as the progress, he said they are ahead of where they thought they would be. I want to read some of these quotes.
This is going to turn into a Ukraine-type situation. Remember when Putin said it would take 2 days to get to Kyiv, and then he said two to four weeks? That was like 3 years ago. 4 years ago? That was a while ago. 4 years ago now. Here's Donald Trump saying that we'll be done in 4 weeks. I'm not buying it.
That I asked him and how he answered. He said that as far as a plan, they do have a plan, always had a plan. The intelligence, the level of intelligence that they've had up until this point is truly amazing.
I don't see much intelligence on the screen right now. To continue, Ron Filipkowski points out that a Republican representative went on air and said, the members of Congress that are bellyaching need to stop. We've got young American in harm's way, and he advocates for funding a war more. Let me play this clip for you.
Mm-hmm. All of the members of Congress that are bellyaching need to stop it. We've got young Americans in harm's way today. If you've got a complaint, let's deal with it afterwards. But right now, if Congress wants to do something, let's get the defense industrial base moving faster to produce our guided missiles and all the weapon systems that we need. Move faster so that we can have the supplies we need for this in any future conflict.
Are we really back here? Have I explained to you guys the George W. Bush to MAGA to Bush pipeline? Very quickly, it's like Bush and Dick Cheney were obviously neocon warmongers. Donald Trump pretended he wasn't, pretended he wanted to put America first, so much so that he ditched Ukraine, ditched our other allies, and pushed NATO away. But then when he got in office, he started posturing towards Greenland and Canada, and there we are. We're not America first anymore. Now we're interventionists again. Then he invades Venezuela and takes Maduro. Then people are like, yes, we can do anything in our own hemisphere. As long as it's in our hemisphere, like if it's Canada, Venezuela, then that's fine. Then Donald Trump goes into the Middle East, and they've just reverted all the way back to the Dick Cheney neocons that they were two decades ago. You can see the pipeline revert all the way back. Regarding this clip, Ron Filipkowski says, there it is. Republicans want more money from taxpayers to feed Trump's insatiable desire to bomb things everywhere all the time. I'm going to bring in someone who can explain the War Powers Resolution. Again, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed for all-day coverage. I'm incredibly excited to be joined today by Shoykat Chakrabarty, who is AOC's ex-chief of staff, co-founder of the Justice Democrats, and is now running for Congress in California's 11th district, the seat currently held by Nancy Pelosi. First of all, how are you doing today, Shoykat?
I'm doing okay. I mean, we're at war right now, so it could be doing better.
I really appreciate you making the time throughout all of this chaos. Obviously, Donald Trump and Israel's actions have launched a regional conflict where multiple U.S. service members have died, over 100 school children have died in Iran, and it's just disgusting to see. Now, Ro Khanna, Representative Ro Khanna and Representative Thomas Massie tried to introduce a War Powers Resolution leading into this. Can you explain what this resolution would do and the mechanisms of leverage that this gains over the representatives who don't want to be on the record?
Yeah, basically what the War Powers Resolution does is it tries to get the power to declare war back in the hands of Congress, which it should be, constitutionally is in the hands of Congress. So it basically forces a vote in Congress on authorizing this war. But what you're seeing happen is there's basically a war hawk caucus in the Democratic Party that, you know, is being enabled by Democratic leadership right now, who want to go to war. They want this war in Iran, but they realize it's incredibly unpopular. So they don't want to go on the record defending that they want to go to war in Iran, because they saw what happened to everybody who voted to go to war in Iraq back in 2000, or back when that happened, right? And so I think what you saw over the last couple of weeks was Ro Khanna and Tom Massie, they were pushing this vote on a War Powers Resolution. They're saying, hey, look, if you want to go to war, at least make your case. Let's have a debate. Let's have people actually go on the record on it. And you saw Democratic leadership and this War Hawk caucus constantly push back the vote. And it seems to me like they basically pushed it back far enough to let Donald Trump just start this war unilaterally and then basically tie the hands of Congress behind their back.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the last time Congress abdicated its war powers authority in such a massive way, we got into decades and decades of endless warfare, trillions of dollars spent and added on to the debt, which your generation, my generation, is now going to have to face, thousands of Americans, tens of thousands dead. And obviously, you were politically conscious throughout all of that. So has that informed your decision to make sure that we fight for Congress to be on the record? Do you think the silence kind of parallels the silence that we saw in the mid-2000s?
Absolutely. I mean, this was one of the defining moments of my political upbringing. It was a clear case of the adults in the room having no idea what they're doing. We spent about $8 trillion on war since 2001. As you mentioned, lost countless American lives, killed millions of people in the Middle East. And it happens the exact same way every single time. I mean, Saddam Hussein was a horrible person, and that was the excuse for going to war then. And we decapitated that leadership, and then we end up in a horrible war. But the same thing happened in Libya. It happened in Syria. It happens every single time. It's so arrogant of our country to think that we can just go in, you know, kill a leader who is a bad guy, but then we have no plan afterwards. We just create chaos and devastation, which you don't see whenever we start these wars. What doesn't happen on camera is it's not just the bombs that kill people in those countries. It's the devastation of their infrastructure, of their clean water systems, of their power systems, of their hospitals. You see millions of people dying, children dying from a country that gets completely destabilized and destroyed. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Khamenei has been killed. You know, we managed to succeed in whatever our goal was here. And what we're seeing today is a war has expanded. Because, of course, Iran wasn't just going to, you know, lay over as soon as their leader was dead. Khamenei was 87 years old. They had a succession plan in place. So now we've just created a massive war in the Middle East that's not going to end in a few weeks. I mean, Hegseth and Trump keep saying we're going to be out of this in 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah, give me a break. That's what they say every single time. It's not going to happen, and we've unleashed chaos. I just hope we get a vote on this war powers resolution and we try to get out of this sooner rather than later before the devastation escalates to be beyond control.
That is exactly what bothers me so much about the right wingers, the neocons, the people in Congress who are so short-sighted about this. And they claim, oh, our goal has been achieved. The supreme leader is dead. That's the hard part is not taking out a leader. As we've seen in the past, you mentioned Libya. That's not even historically the hard part. You take out the leader, and then from there, usually a country will devolve into a civil war or a power vacuum is created. And now Libya, they developed into a country with like open air slave markets after we killed their leader. So it's just so short-sighted for Republicans to be out there cheering and cheering when we don't know how this is going to end. Now, I really like the way that you've approached politics, the way that you've built on the ground organizations like Justice Democrats. Can you lay out your vision for not only your campaign, but broadly for the Democratic Party? I just want to hear where you want to take it. Because really quickly, the Democratic Party has been so unified to our opposition, unified by our opposition to Donald Trump. We need something that we can fight for. What's your vision about what we can fight for?
Yeah, we've got to realize that Donald Trump is not the cause of all our problems. He's a symptom of a problem that's been going on for a long time now, because the American dream's been shattered. Young people today are not going to do as well as their parents. Working people have been working longer and longer hours to afford less and less. That's been happening for decades. So it's not just about defeating Donald Trump. Of course, we have to do that. But after that, we have to build a society where people can actually afford to live on 40 honest hours of work a week. So that means Medicare for all and universal health care for people. It means universal child care, tuition-free public colleges and trade schools. It means creating affordable housing and getting private equity and hedge funds and speculators out of our housing market. It means creating public power. We have to make the essentials affordable again. And then on the flip side of that, we have to actually tackle the massive challenges coming our way. So when we see AI coming in and threatening to wipe out half of our jobs, we as a society need to take the reins on AI and actually use this technology for the good of humanity, not just a bunch of corporations and further consolidate wealth and power in the hands of a few. Fundamentally, my view is that we have decided that the only guiding principle for our country and our economy should be profit for corporations. And that has been devastating to working people over the past 50 years. We have to go back to a country that actually has goals and national goals of how do we make life work, and then we use our economy towards those goals. And that's going to mean making the essentials affordable. It's also going to mean investing to create a high wage economy for working people, and that's the work I did through the Green New Deal, and I've continue that work at my think tank New Consensus through something we have called the Mission for America. But a lot of my theory for how this works is it's not going to be enough to just, you know, take on the Republicans to make it happen. We have to take on the corporate money, and we also have to take on a failed Democratic Party. We have to completely change the direction and leadership of the Democratic Party to be one that gets rid of corporate money that currently runs the party right now and actually points it towards a party that works for working people. And that's what I try to do with Justice Democrats. And the exciting thing to me is right now, I believe that is possible. There's a movement going on in this country of people running all over the place who are standing up against a corporate status quo. I've been reaching out to them to try to build a team of us who are going to go in there, and we can completely upend the system. I believe that's the only way that we don't just defeat Trump, but we defeat Trumpism for good.
Yeah. You are speaking my language in regards to removing the disproportionately powerful special interest groups that have taken power away from the average person, whether it's in the housing market or the Medicare market. And I also really like the affirmative messaging on affordability and AI. AI is something that, you know, people in my audience even are scared of. They don't want to touch it at all. And it's like, we have to dominate the narrative on this. We need our own affirmative narrative so that we can use it for the working class rather than allowing the Republicans to dominate it. Because if we cede all of that ground, we're not in a good place. But we should talk more about this. I really appreciate the campaign that you've been running. You've been doing a great job. All of the links will be in the description for Shortcut's social media and website. Thank you so much. We'll talk again.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.